From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. The Alaska Marine Highway System could shut down this spring. A little-known budget provision will pull about $23 million out of the system's spending for this fiscal year. It's to make up for a shortfall in state health care funding. Pat Pitney, the governor's budget director, described the problem in a Tuesday letter to Senate and House finance leaders. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman told those at the Southeast Conference's annual meeting in Haines that lawmakers should fix the problem. Otherwise, the ferry system will run out of money in April.
They will not have the authority to run the system if the legislature does not appropriate the money, period.
If the funding isn't replaced, the ferry system will have to wait until the new budget year, which begins in July, to resume sailings. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan doesn't expect that to happen.
I think what we need to really focus on, and this is what certainly I think the administration is going to be focused on, is how do we restore that funding? How do we make sure that that funding is there so that we can continue to fulfill the commitment that we have to coastal Alaskans?
Pitney detailed the shortfall in her letter. She said a spending bill meant to plug budget holes called for a marine highway account to fill those gaps if there wasn't enough money. So when Medicaid spending was higher than planned, the $30 million ferry account lost three-quarters of its balance. The new owners of Alaska's largest newspaper have laid off reporters, editors, and other employees just days after a bankruptcy judge approved the sale of the Alaska Dispatch News for $1 million. Publisher Ryan Binkley wouldn't disclose how many of the newspaper's 212 employees have been laid off, but described it as a significant change in the size of the newspaper. A 20-year-old California man who illegally shot two brown bears and a deer in southeast Alaska has been fined $10,000. Griffin Fales of Chico pleaded guilty Tuesday in Petersburg to wildlife misdemeanors. Alaska state troopers say Fales in 2015 shot two bears on Admiralty Island during a closed season and failed to salvage the meat or hide as required. Scientists are trying to better understand how the world's fish will adapt to climate change. One recent finding, as temperatures rise, new species will move into Alaska waters. Researchers from the University of Washington used 80 years of data to figure out how much warming fish could withstand. They discovered fish in the tropics are already living in water at the upper end of their threshold. Migrating to cooler waters could be their best option for survival. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.